Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, beloved ones, and welcome to the Morning Inspiration Show, sponsored to you by the Holistic Ministry. I am Minister James Browning, and I'm broadcasting live this morning from Phoenix, Arizona. Got a little overcast today, and it's a little cooler, so I think after I finish talking to you guys, I'm going to get out and take a walk this morning and get my body moving this morning. So welcome all my old listeners. Welcome back, all the new listeners. Welcome for tuning in this morning. I know for some of you, you had to get up a little early to listen to the show, and that's okay. I appreciate you. And some of you, it's afternoon. This is an international show, so we are worldwide, so it's not morning time for everyone. For some of us, it's a little bit later. Okay, so let's get on with the morning show. What we have to offer today is faith is a gift from God. Did you hear that? Faith is a gift of God. We come here on planet Earth with all the faith we need in this lifetime. We come into the Earth realm with all the faith we have and we need. If you were like me at one point, you would probably thought that faith is something that you would have to develop. And I really did believe that was something that you had to develop, something you had to grow into, and something you had to really work on to develop faith. But I have now discovered that faith is something that God gave us as a gift to when we came into the earth realm. And it has been a proven fact that young people have more faith than older people have more faith. And more faith in their possibilities unless they mature and get back in the game. But that's really strange that it's proven that younger people have more faith than older people. And so why is that? Why would that be? It's our belief system. Our belief system is altered as we grow older. Our belief system alters as we grow older. As we have experienced many failures in our lives, when you have failures, you become more skeptical. And in that process, you lose your faith. So you got all this faith when you come, and so as you each year, you gain less faith because you have more failures in life, and this is called life, and you become more skeptical about everything. So your faith becomes depleted. And so, the question is, well, okay, if that's the case, then what do I have to do to regain my faith? Well, you take it one step at a time. First of all, you must recognize who you really are, beloved one, in order to get back in the game. First of all, you must recognize that you are a child of the Most High God, and God has not abandoned you. God has not abandoned you. God would never abandon you, okay? Every soul that makes its journey into the earth planet come here with a spark of God inside of them. Each one of us, beloved one, came into this earth realm with a spark of God already inside of us, okay? And this is called your I Am Presence. Your I Am Presence is that spark of God that is located inside of you. And you must wholeheartedly accept and believe it to be true. You have to accept and believe it to be true that there is an I Am Presence, a spark of God inside of you. You have to know and feel this presence. You just can't, intellectually accept it as, the truth, and which you do have to do that too, but you also have to know it. You have to feel it, feel that presence inside of you, beloved one. Beloved one, your ego is not what creates anything, especially when it comes down to good things, okay? It does not come from your ego. It does not come from you. You are not the one who creates the positive, the energy that comes into your life. Your ego creates nothing other than just being there to get in the way of things. Everything that come into your life is come in through your God force. This source the God force that's inside of your body, it is you could not have even your next breath if it was not for that God force inside of you. You would not exist, beloved one, without the presence of that God force inside of you. So that God force lives in your temple, and your temple is there to house that God force. Most people believe that they create their own good. You don't, beloved one. I'm sorry to tell you, it is not you who creating the good in your life. Your physical body is just a temple for your I Am presence. It has nothing to do with its ability to create anything. Everything is created from the I Am presence inside of you. If you totally want to see a shift in your faith, you must believe everything, big or small, starts with your I Am presence. We must get to that level that beloved Jesus got to. When Jesus had no shame telling everyone that it is not I who do the work, but it is the God inside of me doing the work. Jesus understood that he was just a vessel and God was doing all the work. And you and I too have to come to that full understanding that we are just a vessel, and it is the I Am presence inside of us that are bringing forth all the positive energy that we need to bring forth in our lives, okay, to be able to form. See, Jesus took no credit for any of the miracles that happened, all the healing and all the bringing back from the dead that Jesus did. Jesus never said in any way, that was me. Jesus always gave God the credit for all that was being performed, you see, because he understood that it was the God in him that was performing at that level. Okay, so you and I, too, have to come to that consciousness if we want to really be able to get into understanding and having faith in what's going on inside of us. And to regain your faith, you must connect to your I Am presence as if it was a family member. You know, you have to become so familiar with your I Am presence and have a build a relationship with your I Am presence, just like you would with your mother and father. You would have to be able to have that kind of relationship. And I know for some of you, that may be a task to be able to develop that personal relationship with your I Am presence. But you have to do it, beloved ones. You are not in the driver's seat when it comes down to bringing forth blessings into your life. It is the I Am presence that is doing that. Yes, I don't want to get you confused now. I don't want to get you confused. You do have to take responsibility for your actions and your feelings. You know, you have to be willing to have a clear picture of the things that you so desire in your life. And you must truly feel that you deserve these things in your life. And for all the goodness that you want, you must feel inside you that you are deserving of the things you're asking your creator or asking to come into your life. All the positive action, you must have a desire in your being. If you don't desire, if you don't feel like you desire something good to happen to you, beloved one, guess what? It is not going to happen. I don't care how much you try and how much you depend on your whatever. You have to feel that you deserve that which you are asking for and manifesting in your life. As a matter of fact, you should always go into action and try to do everything that you can do to bring forth your goals and bring forth your desires. Because after all, you are a co-creator of God. So God has given you the ability to create. And God always wants you to take the first step in any action towards your higher self. So it is up to you, beloved ones, to go in and develop your relationship with God, that you can finally become so personal, God, that you are speaking to God just like you are speaking to a family member or speaking to your friend. You have to have that personal relationship with that I Am presence inside of you that keep you going and that develop that faith in you. And that's how you develop faith, beloved ones, is by developing a one-on-one relationship with your I Am presence. Your I Am presence is the key to you surviving and you becoming all that you can become. So you have to take the time to develop that friendship with your I Am presence. It is with you at all times. And if you develop a friendship with your I Am presence, it will become your best friend. And you have to work on that. You have to see and feel the presence of your God, I Am presence inside of you, and know and be able to talk and communicate with your I Am presence, just like you would talk and communicate with any friend or any family member that you were close to. And because your actuality, your I Am presence, is even closer. But so many of us have not developed that one-on-one relationship with that God force inside of us, because that is what's going to really get your faith to go off the chart. When you develop that one-on-one presence with the God force in you, knowing that God force will help you to facilitate everything that you desire in your life, that you feel worthy of, that you deserve. That I Am presence will help bring that into your life and help you to move forward. So I would beseech most of you to start this day developing a relationship with your I Am presence, so you can have a full connection, and so that you can have full faith in that I Am presence. And once you have got to that point where you know that your I Am presence is your best friend, so when you speak to your I Am presence and ask for assistance, then you can have true 100% faith and belief that your I Am presence is going to go to work for you, because it will. It will not fail you ever, ever, okay? But you have to develop a relationship with your I Am presence, with your God self, just as Jesus did. You have to have that same confidence inside of you, knowing that the God inside of you are operating everything for your highest good, okay? So that is your lesson for today, beloved ones, to start developing your I Am presence connection with your God force, okay? So you know it's only a short show this morning, so we're going to appreciate you for tuning in, and we're going to pray this morning, and we'll see you Wednesday morning, okay, with Reverend Minister Pearson, okay? So anyway, let's pray. Father, Mother, God, we give gratitude and thanks this morning for another day of life, another day to get it together, another day to improve in our state of conscience and our awareness that you, God, will always be with us and guide us and teach us and show us how to be able to move forward. Most of all, we come with open heart and gratitude, just being thankful for life, God. We thank you that you woke us up this morning. We thank you that our physical bodies are in good shape. We thank you, God, for divine love that you have allowed us to experience. We thank you, God, for wisdom and knowledge that you allow us to take part of. We thank you for bringing every information to us that we need when we need it. We thank you, God, for just being God in our lives. And we thank you, God, for our divine families. We thank you for the health of our family. We thank you for these beautiful temples that we have, and that every cell and organ in our body is in perfect alignment with its homeostasis, normalcy, and that everything is coming together for the good. So we say thank you, God, for continuously to drive us and continue to give us motivation, perform, and operate at a higher level. God, and we thank you for our understanding and awareness of faith, that we will be more faithful, that we will have confidence in our I Am presence to be able to have more faith in everything and every action we take. We put you first, God, in everything that we do, knowing that will set everything in motion, and we will do our part, God, to move forward, to bring forth, and to assist in the creation of our own personal desires and those things that we wish, knowing that you have given us the ability to be co-creators in our lives. So we say thank you, God. We are so grateful. We are so grateful. And so it is. Have a wonderful day, beloved ones.